The Sky People by S. M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2006 by S. M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S. M. Sterling and Scoville Chi-Chak Gallon Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Venus. June 14, 1962. The sun rose in the west. Dira, of the Cloud Mountain people, ran as she had through the short hours of darkness, without hope and without much fear. The mild, warm air of the Midlands made the sweat on her face and flanks feel almost cool as it dried, and the tall grass beat against her thighs as her long legs scissored endlessly. The morning sun was still low, casting the Seven Runners' shadows before them and turning the clouds to the color of raw gold. They had trotted through the short, bright summer night and would run on into the long span of daylight until the great yellow globe of Crewe sank in the east, if they lived that long, which was unlikely. She would run until she could run no more. Then the Wergu would catch them, and they would fight, and they would die. If they were fortunate, they would die quickly. Her warriors had orders to make sure of that for her. There had been some slight chance that they would reach the foothills before the beastmen caught up with them, being longer-limbed, but their foes had gained too quickly for that to seem likely. The Cloud Mountain party had been tired from a long journey when the ambush struck, and those who broke away had not had time to snatch up more than their weapons, nor had they been able to build enough of a lead to hide their trail. Now.